Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 26th of May 2022. The Bible reading today is Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 to 22. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, "These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, 'I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing.' But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so that you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so that you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Today's article, titled "Turn Up the Heat," was written by Patricia Raymond. My husband Dan was curious about the temperature differences in and around our home. As a fan of gadgets, he was excited to unpack his latest toy, a thermometer showing temperature readings from four zones around our house. Joking that it was a silly gadget, I was surprised to find myself frequently checking the temperatures too. The differences inside and outside fascinated me. Jesus used temperature to describe the lukewarm church in Laodicea, one of the richest of the seven cities cited in the book of Revelation. A bustling banking, clothing, and medical hub, the city was hampered by poor water supply, so it needed an aqueduct to carry water from a hot spring. By the time the water arrived in Laodicea, however, it was neither hot or cold. The church was tepid too. Jesus said, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." As Christ explained, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent." Our Saviour's plea remains urgent for us too. Are you spiritually neither hot nor cold? Accept his correction and ask him to help you live an earnest, fired up faith. Let's pray. If my commitment to you cools down, Father, send the loving heat of your Holy Spirit to awaken and warm up my faith. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.